You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with both Carolyn Horner and Eve Ackerley, co-founders of Jinzy, a shoe sizing and e-commerce app that helps parents purchase properly fitting footwear for children ages 0 to 6. Online, Jinzy's sizing technology is changing the way moms and dads of young kids buy shoes online by providing specific size recommendations according to brand and style, ensuring the perfect fit every time within a matter of seconds. You got to love this. And ladies, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric, so much for having us.
And you're more than welcome. And thanks for coming out. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, Eve, if you would, tell us about the Jinzy app to kick things off today.
Absolutely. So Jinzy is all about making kids shopping really easy and helping parents buy those perfectly fitting shoes online. So to give you a little detail of how it works, a parent would go to the App Store and download Jinzy. And the first thing is taking just one photo of their kid's foot. And from there, we have a proprietary matching technology that uses their measurements to recommend the best sizes in all the brands and styles offered on our store. So when a parent is shopping, they're seeing a curated list of shoes that are already sized perfectly for their child. We launched on the App Store in July of 2018, and we're really excited for parents to go on there, use it with their kids, and give us feedback.
This is absolutely fantastic, no doubt about that. Carolyn, what problem in the marketplace inspired you to launch the company?
Yeah, the idea behind Jinzy actually came from a personal experience I had a few years ago after volunteering to take my two nieces back to school shoe shopping. And so what I thought would be an easy experience ended up turning into a nightmare. So, you know the drill, going to the shoe store, putting their feet in this strange metal contraption, pressing the tops of their toes like no less than 3,000 times. I ended up purchasing shoes that I wasn't sure fit well, were durable, and especially for my younger niece, if they were actually good for her foot development. And so I gave Eve a call because Eve and I had just spent 2 years living in China. And while we were over there, we talked about a lot of different business ideas we had. And one of them was an app that would make sizing your feet and shopping for shoes online a seamless process. And I said over the phone that, you know, Eve, we should really pursue this problem, but we should start small, as in kids' shoes small. And soon after, I was down in LA where Eve was living. And 4 months later, we had our first working prototype of this app and had identified a really passionate group of moms who were willing to test it. So again, Jinzy is aiming to solve this problem in the marketplace where 70% of kids are currently wearing shoes that don't fit, and 30% of children's footwear bought online is returned.
And some great reasons to be proactive in making a difference in the space, and you've done just that. How does Jinzy stand out in the marketplace? I don't know if that's a bad question, but love to hear your response there.
Yeah. So Jinzy's service revolves all around curation. We want to help parents find not only the perfect fit, but also the best shoe based for their child's development. The technology that we launched on the App Store in July is really highly accurate, and we've recently brought on 22 brands that make shoes that are comfortable, durable, and designed with a child's active lifestyle in mind. One other thing that we try to help our parents with tracking their child's foot growth is sending reminders when it's time to resize based on their child's age, or buying those seasonal shoes like cleats or boots before it's too late. We see ourselves at Jinzy on the forefront of this trend of curation and personalization in retail by offering our parents a shoe concierge experience.
And definitely setting yourself apart in the marketplace, no doubt about that. Today we're joined by Carolyn Horner and Eve Ackerley, co-founders of Jinzy, a shoe sizing and e-commerce app that helps parents purchase properly fitting footwear for young children ages 0 to 6. online here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, with the closing of many brick and mortars, what are some of the advantages retailers will gain when using Gen Z as a distributor?
Yeah, so the kids' shoe shopping landscape 20 years ago looked like stores like Stride Rite or local boutiques where parents could go to get their children properly fit. In the last few years, stores like Stride Rite have closed all of their brick and mortar locations, and there's really not a great solution for parents to go and get those seasonal shoes. And so at Gen Z, we partnered with brands who are looking for distribution channels where fit is a priority. And the 22 brands partner with us because they do prioritize, they prioritize the same things that we do. Many of the brands like CK Run and Footmates, they have a history of making exceptional footwear for kids. And in the current e-commerce landscape, maintaining their brand integrity and their price points are really difficult. And so the curated experience we offer parents is something our brands really buy into, because the mom shopping on Gen Z, they trust that the brands we are recommending to them are, as Eve said, developmentally appropriate, and therefore are a shoe purchase that they can feel confident about.
Now, in regards to the future, what does the future of your company look like in the next 5 years?
Yeah, in the next 5 years, we really are focused on evolving our service to deliver ongoing value to our customers. And so knowing that kids grow every 2 to 3 months, Eve and I are constantly thinking about how we can support our parents, track their child's foot growth, and getting them in the right shoes at the right time. And since launching Gen Z, what we've really been able to utilize is our database, which has thousands of data points about the fit of our shoes, as well as how a child's foot grows. And so the cool thing that this allows us to do is offer shoes that are aligned with our customer need, our customer's needs, and then, you know, predict their footwear needs per season. And so in the future, we want parents to come to Gen Z not only to get size and get shoe recommendations, but we want them to come to us to be reminded when it's time to resize or ask questions about their child's overall foot health.
Well, certainly appreciate the both of you joining us here on the program, introducing Gen Z and the app. And I think it's fabulous what you've brought to market, and wish you nothing but success for many years to come. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, this is Eve here. With Gen Z, we've really excited about the app that we launched last July, and really excited for the product that we're continue evolving to eventually eliminate decision-making from the kids' shoe shopping process.
And of course, if listeners wanted to take action and shop around or download the app, where's the best place to do that or to get further details on Gen Z?
Yeah, so you can find more information about us on at genzy.com. It's genzy.com. Or if you search us on Google, you can find us on the App Store and download from there.
And I'd say that's about as simple as it gets. Again, ladies, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us on behalf of Gen Z here on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. We really appreciate it.
And we appreciate it just as much. We've been speaking with both Carolyn Horner and Eve Ackerley, co-founders of Gen Z, a shoe sizing and e-commerce app that helps parents purchase properly fitting footwear for young children ages 0 to 6 online. And for all the details, visit GenZ.com. And this is Eric Dying. You've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.